And today we look at an amazing name, an amazing attribute, just like all the others. But each one sort of shines out. When you look at them, it's like a star-filled sky. And you think, which one now? Which one shining the most? Well, today we will look at Ash-Shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatir, that surah number 35, ayah 30 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. He says that He may pay them back fully their jaza and give them more out of His grace. Indeed, He is forgiving and He is the one who rewards thankfulness. That's what Ash-Shakur means. This ayah actually relates to ayah 29 where He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who do the tilawa, to recite the book, wa aqamu salah, and who establish salah, wa anfiqu mimma razaqnahum, and those who spend out in the way of Allah whatever sustenance we have given them, sirran wa alaniyatan, secretly and openly. And why do they do this? Yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur, because they hope for a business that will never perish, that will be perpetual, and that's the reward that he talks about. So let's look at who Ash-Shakur is. First of all, linguistically, Ash-Shakur is derived from the root word shukr, or shakur is derived from the root word shukr, which conveys the meaning of an increase. The Arabs describe a land where plants are abundant as shakur. They describe an animal if it is fattened. Plants sustained by a little amount of water are called shakur, by cacti. Allah as shakur, as shakur, rewards even a few pious deeds many times over. It gives limitless happiness in the life to come for actions undertaken during a limited period. I'll repeat that again. Ash-Shakur is the one who gives you limitless happiness in the life to come for actions undertaken during a limited period. It's one who rewards good deeds so many times over. One who praises the performer of the good deed is also Ash-Shakur. If we consider the multiplication factor in reward, only Allah is absolutely the rewarder of thankfulness. His multiplication of reward is unrestrained and unlimited, for the blessings of Jannah are infinite. In Surah number 69, which is Suratul Haqq, ayah 24, when he talks about Jannah, he says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَنِيًّا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink at ease for that which you sent on before you in the past days. So in essence, if we look at the attribute Ash-Shakur theoetically, it's the one who accepts little and gives a lot. Allah has called Himself Ash-Shakur in order to tell us that He rewards those connected to Him for thanking Him. Hence the reward for such gratitude is called shukr, just as the penalty for a bad deed is called bad. Now, one of the tokens of accepting one's expression of appreciation is that he receives an increase of Allah's blessing. If we look at Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 7, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Rabb made it known, if you are grateful, I would certainly give you more. And if you are ungrateful, if you cover up the truth, my punishment is indeed severe. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in a very, very well-known ayah, in the sense repeated many, many times, ayah 152, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I will remember you, and be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. In this ayah, Allah teaches us to be appreciative, ordering us to remember the blessings which He has bestowed upon us with our hearts, our tongues, and our senses. And the reward for it is that He reminds us of His permission to continue to enjoy such blessings, to increase them, ordering us to praise Him by His attributes, by recognizing them, by recognizing the perfection in each of them. And thanking Him, in essence, means living up to them. To discuss His countless blessings, to glorify Him openly and secretly. Let me give you an example. When you give somebody a present, be it a birthday present or a wedding present or anything, them simply saying thank you is definitely an act of akhlaqiyat. But sincere shukr, sincere thanks is when you see the person using what you have given them in all earnest, in all, you know, with a whole heart. It's so wonderful to see somebody being able to utilize what you have taken your time and trouble to choose for them. That's the real thanks. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all these abilities to be all these things, to be able to instill in us each of His attributes and to reflect them. One who reflects ash-shakur is the one who is able to live these attributes in him. In Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ quotes Allah as saying, I am as my abd thinks of me. I am as the one who is connected to me thinks of me. I am with him. If he mentions me silently, I shall mention him likewise. If he mentions my name before a crowd of people, I shall mention him before a better crowd. If he gets closer to me as much as a span, I shall get closer to him as much as a yard. If he gets closer to me as much as a yard, I will be closer to him more than twice that much. If he comes to me walking, I shall come to him running. Cannot find a better rub than that. That is ash-shakur. So how do I live it? I live it by being able to utilize every ni'mah, every blessing that He has given me in the best possible way. So that at the end of the day, when I go to sleep, I can say shukrallah for my day. Thank you, God, for giving me today. Those who are thankful know that all they are and all they have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will use every part of their bodies, their minds, their tongues, their hands, only for the purposes for which they were created. They use all that they have, their talents, their strength, their wealth, for Allah's pleasure on Allah's creation. And Allah helps them and increases their wisdom, their abilities, and their fortunes. Those who deny the bounties of Allah, the other side, remember the Prophet said, you will understand something by looking at its opposite. When we deny the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hide them in secret rooms for ourselves, that's being misers, that's kufr, that's covering up the truth that it's from Him. These are those who pretend that they have nothing, therefore though they have a lot, it's just as if they don't have anything. They want more and more. They never find enough. They suffer destitution in the midst of abundance. Allah leaves them alone with their egos and their insatiable greed. All the bounties they have receive decay. They're stored in some place, unused. It passes from one loss to another, one disaster to a worse one. And if we do not take heed of these lessons, then unthankfulness really leads us so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, the very close companion of the Prophet ﷺ, has quoted the Prophet ﷺ saying, if one is given something while being capable of finding a way to likewise give, let him do so. But if he is not, then let him praise the giver. For one who remains silent and says nothing commits kufr. And if one were to put on clothes which he was not given, he would then be like one who wears two outfits of forgery. It's an amazing hadith.
Let's ponder over it and see how we can become thankful. And finally, let's remember the phrase that is so often said: if we do not learn to be thankful to human beings or creation, how will we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When was the last time we thanked those that we take so much for granted for? Our parents, our children giving us so much joy, our relations, our teachers, so many in the world. The milkman, the postman, might be their jobs, but they do it with such enthusiasm. Next time you see them, maybe a simple thank you will let us live as shakur in our lives. So in essence, Abd al-Shakur is one who sees all as good and as nothing but good, and knows that only good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is in a state of continuous thankfulness, yet he also realizes that Allah's bounties are distributed through the hands of his ibad and is thankful to them as well. I repeat the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, he who is not thankful to people will never be able to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attribute or ism is recommended to be recited when one has a heavy heart. Recite Ya Shakur 41 times into a glass of water. Wash your face with that water and your heart will lighten up and you'll be able to maintain your composure. When you feel you cannot face people or you cannot come out because you just cannot smile, just do this. It has an amazing effect. It really does work.